This is Lancer Radio, Pasadena City College. This is Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Think about something like architecture that repairs itself, or maybe self-adjusting affordable glasses that cost under $20 per pair. These have been some of the top ideas discussed at TED Talks in the past. Next month, you might just get to hear some of the next great ideas for the future as TEDxPCC happens at Arcadia High School's Performing Arts Center. I'm talking today with Renee Shaw, one of two student organizers making PCC's first ever TED Talks a reality. We were just talking about the speakers, Renee, and you were starting to tell me about social justice and the student who made a big difference at Long Beach City College.
Right. So, Jason, we were just talking about how he was able to impeach his board of trustees, but yeah, it just goes beyond that, because when you're your average person, you know, like, all the needs and wants of all your fellow people. And so he was, you know, able to go all throughout California to make that change so that the students at Long Beach City College could be able to have, you know, a board of trustees that were really serving them. And, you know, there's just so many different things that, you know, happen in our world, but he just was like, no, I'm going to do something.
And a real common denominator here among the speakers you've mentioned is every one of them has done something that people would normally say, oh, no, come on, you can't. That's impossible. They really pushed the boundaries.
Definitely. And it's funny because one of our speakers, Jody, she's talking about rejection. And when she was we were interviewing her and we were listening to her story, you know, she was really nervous. And afterwards, you know, she whispers to us, it's like, oh, I thought I was going to get rejected, because she was getting rejections like 1,000 a day or something like that, you know, but she kept on going, you know, to really make her project happen. So
tell me about Jody. What's her project that she got rejected so much?
Well, Jody, she's a UCLA student. And so she had so many different opportunities, and then she was working on some projects in India, but now she was doing a campaign to raise scholarships for Haitian students who wanted to study nursing. So, you know, to raise all those funds and all those scholarships, you know, it's a lot of money. And you have to, you know, people don't always want to give money.
That's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. So anybody that's just joined us, you're listening to Renee Shaw with me here on Over Coffee. Renee is the co-organizer, TEDxPCC. We're talking about the TEDxPCC, first ever TED Talks from Pasadena City College, happening November 23rd. And Renee, I understand that you're having from 10 o'clock till 6 that day, Arcadia Performing Arts Center. And do I remember right, 4 sessions, 3 different themes? Is that how that works?
3 sessions.
3 sessions, 3 different themes. Almost. So people are going to be coming in, sitting down, and hearing, what, a series of 3 or 4 speakers per session?
Yes, that's correct.
And do you know ahead of time the titles of people's speeches and such? Do we get to know that, or do we get surprised?
You'll get surprised.
Ah, sounds good to me. Yeah. How about the entertainment aspect of this? What do you have?
Okay, so this is really exciting because we've had the DJ Jay Perian. He's going to be working with us. He was awarded from MTV, you know, one of the top 10 mixtapes, one of the top DJs. New York Magazine recognized him top 5 DJ. So he knows his stuff. We have worked with Mary Jo Blige and John Legend. And so he'll be working with Josh Kuhn, who's he's a USC professor, actually. And so Josh talks about how you can change things. You know, he's director of the Popular Music Project, and, you know, so what their collaboration will be doing is, with Jay Period, he'll be doing the background mixing, of course, and then Josh will be talking and giving a presentation about how music and politics and culture, you know, are all interconnected. And so this will be this great piece where you have this amazing DJ mixing, and then you'll have Josh Kuhn giving that a bit of like social activism and that talking about music and that change, and it'll just be a great collaboration between the two.
Sounds like something not to be missed here.
Oh, definitely not.
What have you heard him say so far about how you change things with music?
Well, for Josh, he's a professor at USC, and for him, you know, music, it tells stories. And, you know, there's so many different ways in which people connect to music, and how you know, it allows for inhibitions to be gone and how people can just connect to what's being said or what's being listened to. And so with those barriers being broken down, then different possibilities can happen.
In fact, that's funny. I asked that and I thought, well, you know, before we went on mic here, we were talking about dancing. And, you know, that kind of spans generation. We had talked about how a group of people were dancing in Pasadena and all different ages.
Yeah. So what we were talking about is how I like to go swing dancing. And yeah, at the venue, it's like you meet engineers from JPL, from Caltech. Then you meet people from the music industry. And then you meet students. And then you meet a lawyer. You know, occasionally there's like a 16-year-old there. Sometimes, you know, there's 80, 90-year-olds, all different ethnicities. Generally, they speak English, but...
That's what I want to be when I grow up, a 90-year-old who dances.
Me too.
How are you doing so far with the ticket sales for TEDxPCC? Do you have any left?
Yes, we still have tickets left. So do make sure you get them right away because our speakers, they're top-notch. You know, Eric Della Barre, for his book, he hit number 2 bestseller on Amazon, directors of programs. And they're going to be giving a talk of a lifetime that won't necessarily, you know, we won't necessarily be able to hear in other places. And you're getting, you know, 14, a whole day of these amazing speakers, amazing musicians. So make sure you guys buy your tickets. If you're a student, buy them really quickly because student discount tickets are going quite fast.
I can understand why. When we come back, I'd like to know a little bit more both about Eric Della Barre and what he's doing, and also your own experience with putting this together and what you might need. You and I are listening today to Renee Shaw. She is the co-organizer of TEDxPCC. That is PCC's first ever TED Talks. I haven't mentioned it, but this is one of the few, maybe even one of the very first, organized by students. TED Talks usually are not organized by students, and it happens at Arcadia Performing Arts Center, November 23rd. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on Lancer Radio. This is Over Coffee. Dot Cannon with you on LancerRadio.org.